people, what's good with who? Welcome to For the Love of Anisha podcast. Today's date is July 24th, 2021 on this beautiful Saturday at 5:32 p.m. What is happening? I know I haven't been on here in a long time. I am so sorry to all my fans, my new fans, my ongoing fans, my haters, my so-so listeners, you know what I'm saying? I've been busy. Lazy and busy. I'm like, dang, I ain't been on this in so long. I forgot the name of the damn podcast. I was like, what's the name of my podcast? How y'all doing? How are y'all doing? What is good with this hood? I've been blessed. I know I say a lot. That's the name of my podcast. So I've been good. So it's no title for this particular episode. I'm checking in. So it's gonna call check-in for July. July check-in. You feel what I'm saying? So if you don't know, my birthday is July the 7th. I celebrate of being 34 years old. And everything is good. My family came out here to see me, got texts, got a lot of love and support from people. I'm still at Amazon. That's another story, okay? And life is good. I didn't find out. I've been knew I had high blood pressure, so I'm taking water pills and still eating right. So I don't eat beef, pork, or fast food. I just currently stopped eating ground turkey. And yeah, I still, that's why I tell people I'm kind of healthy, because I still eat ice cream, I still eat chocolate. I'm human, you know. I do my smoothies, I do everything, you guys. It's like I have so much going on in my brain as I'm speaking to you guys, because I want to do so much, you know. I don't know if people feel like this, but maybe you do. So today at work, I left early. But it's paid vacation, you know, I did paid vacation. So I was at work talking to my partner and telling her, like, I'd be having, like, not like full dreams of what I want to do in my life, like the business wise. And I would share my business with y'all, but I don't want y'all copying me. Like, when I, like, get up and running, and most likely I'll still be on this podcast or whatnot, I will tell you guys the business. But until then, it's a good business. And I'll be the first black woman to do it in Nevada. Now, from my knowledge, I'll be the first black woman. But anywho, I was just telling her I have been having like dreams and stuff about what I want to do. And if you know me, you know what that dream is. I mean, just to own a business, period. And just for my future children, just my family, period, just to have something to fall back on. And she was like, that's confirmation from, you know, God telling you you're going to do it. So I've been looking at buildings out here. I know I can get a PPP loan. I know I can get a loan from this place and other stuff. And I know I can do other, you know, I stopped looking at buildings because I'm like, you know, overwhelmed of looking at them. But I seen some and I'm going to continue to look for some. And I sketched out something, you guys, of how I wanted to look. And I don't know what the fuck is that. So I'm going to have to do it again. I just want my own business, you know. I'm blessed because Amazon been there for me when I first moved out here to Vegas, and my job didn't transfer right away from the Bay Area, and Amazon was there. When I needed extra money, Amazon was there. When COVID hit, Amazon was there. I'm very grateful and thankful for Amazon. It's just the things that I thought they would help me with by my education and getting a car. It's not up for debate because they changed the policies or they don't have it no more. So it's like, it's kind of, you know, waste of my time in that part. So I'm going to do what I have to do, of course, to keep income coming in, right? I'm not just going to quit and be like, oh, I'm about to own my business, because it's levels on to run a business, own a business. I don't particularly have to go to school, but I, you know, I just need to know what I'm up for. You know what I'm saying? Because I can be up one day and down and down, 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 and up, up, up. And to make money, you got to put money in, right? So I can't wait, you know? What else? Yeah, I just been chilling, you guys. Hopefully you guys been safe and still taking your vacations, but being safe and everything. And man, it's just been a lot going on, and I'm just blessed and happy and yeah, chilling. I'm chilling like a villain. That's it. I mean, hopefully you guys are doing good, doing well, being blessed. I mean, I know we can't all be saints, right? And that's the thing. People be like, well, not everybody, but people be like, oh, you be doing this and doing that. And I'm like, why are you judging me, you know? And I used to, like, I used to judge people. But at the end of the day, it's their truth. If whatever that person want to do, you just give your opinion and then move on. You know what I'm saying? And it's hard for me to do that, but I had to do it, right? Because people are human. People are grown. People gonna do what they want to do. People gotta fall, trip, and get back up. So I'm just loving life. And you know what's funny? That all the dudes that I do talk to or have relations with or whatever the case may be, it ain't that many, so let me count. Like, 1, 2, so 2 of them I have relations with. The other 2 don't. But what I'm saying is, like, they all own businesses. Like, that is, like, it's not crazy. It's not surprise. It's surprising. It's not crazy, I should say. Because that's, like, confirmation, like, Ernisha, you're going to get your business because you talk to business mind men, you know? Especially, I'm sorry, y'all. I have allergies, so don't mind me. Like, it's like I'm talking to all the dudes I'm talking to. They have a business, step one, but that one eventually is going to own a business, but he just got to figure out what he want to do. But the other 3 have their own businesses. Like, that's very, very, I'm just very, very proud of them, because they're black men, you know what I'm saying? And I know it wasn't hard building that business, and I congratulate all of them, you know? But yeah, I don't want to bust him out, because I feel like he's going to listen to this episode like, is he talking about me? I don't want to juice him up. But you know what? I'm not going to give, like, the obvious about him, because he's going to think, like, oh, she on me, blah, blah, blah. Blase, blase, blase. I'm not going to give the obvious. It's just this one particular one. You know, God be knowing what he doing with me, okay? He be knowing what he doing with me. So this particular individual, I'm not going to say his name. I'm not going to give the obvious, because he's going to freaking know I'm talking about him. But I feel that God put him in my life for a reason. Because we have similar things going on in life besides me not owning a business. So I want to name that one particular thing, but I'm not, because I don't know I'm talking about him. But anywho, I'm not sprung or nothing. It's just like, wow. Like, I was just so surprised of the obvious that we have in common. And we'll see what's going on. We'll see what's going on. You never know. Because God put people in your life for a reason, for a season, and for a lifetime. You know what I'm saying? He liked to test us to see if we gonna do what we do. Because I know the other situation I got going on, it's not right in God's eye. I know it's not right. But, you know, the situation is open. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, do I still stay with the situation? And I feel like God put this individual in my life, like, here you go, Like, mess with him. Please talk to him. Mess with him. Do whatever with him. Just do something. Leave this other situation alone. Because you know it's wrong. You know, even though it is an agreement of the situation, like, it's still wrong. You know, I forgive you because it's open. But, yeah, like, I'm just giving my thoughts, y'all. I'm just talking shit. It's while I'm spitting, you feel me? I had a long day. I got out 3:45, child. It's 5:43. I'm supposed to be get it off at 5:45. It's just my Mondays, y'all. Saturdays is my Mondays. It would be so hard to stay there. Especially if my line is dry. Meaning that I work at the return center. And good packages is like good packages. Like the boxes can be smashed and stuff. But it's good packages. Like, my line was so dry, y'all. And I was like, damn, I gotta do this all day? Fuck this shit. So I put the my vacation in yesterday. But yeah, I was like, fuck the fuck. I'm glad I put it in, because I wouldn't have made my rate. Because your rate has to be 42 and higher. You know, I gotta meet my quota or whatever the case might be. So, that's cool. I'm just sitting on the floor talking to y'all. This episode, again, is called July Checking In with the Check-In. I hope you guys having a beautiful summer. And like I said, be safe. Spend time with your loved ones. Drink your water, especially if you're in hot areas. Even if you're not in hot areas, like, drink water. Like, I'm about to drink another bottle. Because my head is like a little hurting, but drink your water. I just, you know, I tell people, I want to be single. I don't want to be single too long, you know what I'm saying? I do want a relationship, but I don't want to rush into a relationship. You know, I want to get to know the person. I want the person to get to know me. Like, what are your bad traits? What are my bad traits? You know, like, what you like, what you dislike. You know, because most of the time you don't want somebody that likes whatever you like, you know? You want to keep it spicy, keep it fun. Not even sexual, like, food-wise, like, I don't like beef. That person might like beef. Okay, that's fine. I can compromise with that. You know what I'm saying? That person like pork. I don't eat pork. I can compromise with that, too. You know? So, it's like, compromise. Compromise, communication, trust, straightforward. Of course, you're going to have disagreements, but it shouldn't be a disagreement that you go to sleep mad. You're never supposed to go to bed mad. Never. If you live with the person or not, so. And I grew up a lot. I mean, don't get it twisted. I can go there, but I don't choose to go there. That's not the first, you know. I usually go off real quick. I've been learning and I've been calming down. Like, I don't go off. I calm my little angry butt down, because I did have a temper. I have a little temper now, but it ain't like to the extreme like it used to be, because now I can breathe in, breathe out, and just listen to the person, and I could choose to walk away. But you know, walking away makes the situation worse, so it's like, gotta sit there and take whatever's coming at you, and then they gotta sit there and take whatever coming at them. And when y'all both get your point of you away, if you gotta go take a walk, you feel me? But most of the time, when y'all both get your point of view, and you know, it could be with your, you know, significant other, family member, you know, whatever the case might be, you just don't wanna, like I said, go to bed mad. Or go, you know, just not solving the issue. Some stuff, you know, you gotta look over and love a person from a distance, whether it's family or not. And I had to do that. Like, I love my cousin, you know, to death, but it's just the stuff that she does I just don't like. And to protect my energy and my peace of mind, I just love her from a distance. Like, I don't hate her. I just hate the things that she do. But again, that's just being judgmental. It's just the stuff that you do, it don't make no sense, especially towards me. So it's just best for us to just love each other from a distance and keep each other in prayer, you know. So some stuff she was doing towards me didn't make sense to me, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, man, we're grown, you know, we could talk about this shit. But some people don't want to talk about it. They just want to be angry at you all the time, and I don't have the energy to be angry all the time, especially over something stupid. So I mean, even if it's something serious, I talk about it, I vent about it, and I move on. Like a hospital bill. I hate paying hospital bills. I hate paying bills, period. I just feel like we should pay bills every freaking year. Not every fucking month. But guess what? What the fuck am I going to do? It's either I'm going to pay the bills or be without power or without this or without that or just be homeless. Like, that's hella stupid. So it's like, shut the fuck up. Do what you have to do and just do what you can. You know what I'm saying? Life is just, it is what you make it, you know what I'm saying? And like I tell people, I know I'm not always positive, you know what I'm saying, because I'm very straightforward. I keep it too real sometimes, but most of the time I'm more positive than negative. I should tell you, I might like 20% negative, the rest is like positive, because it's like, you don't want that negative energy following you, you know, following you in your house, you know, in your dreams, you know. You just try to keep a positive attitude, and you don't want nobody else's energy jumping in front of you or in you, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm chilling, y'all. I don't know what I'm eating for. Oh, I am. So, I'm gonna eat an egg sandwich. Oh, I don't got no bacon. The bacon was old, expired, I threw it away. So I'm eating an egg, bacon, and then I think I'm gonna make a smoothie for dinner. But yeah, y'all, I'm about to go now. I hope you guys have a beautiful Saturday. Hopefully I'll do an episode next week. Don't count on it. Don't hold your breath. Please breathe. You guys have a beautiful, beautiful Saturday. I have work tomorrow. Thankful and grateful. My off days is Wednesday through Friday. So I'll try to give you guys another episode next week. But like I said, don't count on it and don't hold your breath. But I hope you guys stay safe, stay blessed. Remember, don't go to bed. Don't go to bed mad, even if it's your kids. You know what I'm saying? Or the dog, you know, or the cat, or your husband, or your wife, or family member. Don't go to bed mad. You just say your point of view and everything. And if you got to distance yourself from that individual, you know what I'm saying? And I'm hard to say if it's a wife or a husband. But if you got to distance yourself within your house, I'm not saying leave. Because that's when you leave, that's when stuff start happening. So, just, yeah. I'm giving y'all advice and I'm single like a bill. But I do want to be in a relationship. But eventually, I just need to get to know that person. The person needs to get to know me. And we're going to be all right. It's all good in the hood. Well, y'all have a beautiful, I know I keep saying that. Because I want y'all to have a beautiful evening. And remember how you start your day. It's not how you, It's not how you're going to end your day. And you can always restart your day. Or night. Or evening. Or in the middle of, in the afternoon. Whatever. Don't do it. Don't take, because there's some people out there, let me tell you before I get off here, they like to be angry all the time. Like, angry all the, how can you be mad all the time? All the time? Like, you're mad all the time, every day, when you go to bed, when you go to wake up, you be angry? Like me, I don't be angry. I just be like, ugh, I'm so lazy. When I wake up, I be like, okay, I gotta get up and go to work. Like, I'm lazy. I'm not angry that I have to get up. It's a difference. People get up mad, doing what they have to do before they head to work. Get to work mad. Like, everybody goes through some stuff, but it's just some stuff that you cannot control. You can't control some stuff. You know what I'm saying? And some stuff you can't control. But in the meantime, if you can't control it, deal with it. Like me, I deal with it. But as long as I have vacations, my Mondays, I'm leaving early.
I'm just being honest, because, baby, I just be like, baby, I can't do this.
Now, let me have a good line. I'll be there all day. But every Monday, every Saturday is always something, y'all. Man, I've been at this location since January. Okay? It's always something. It's always something. So, but we ain't gonna talk about work no more. We home. About to chill out. Get my night together so I can get some good rest. You guys have a beautiful, beautiful Saturday. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. Continue to listen. Okay? I love you guys. Stay blessed. Don't stress. Love you. Bye-bye.